time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Okay, so here's their drill, Shreveport Bossier. We told you all about Nestor's Mexican restaurant.
Ooh,
well,
yeah.
Actually, you told us. We had a caller call in and go, hey, there's this place down the street. Nobody knows about it. It's just this guy named Nestor and I think his wife working up front. They really, really need, you know, to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay. So what do? We talked about them.
Yep.
We said, go visit them. Jumped in, did a little, quick little video.
It was great.
You guys sold the place out. Bestie Bailey pulled up with me. Bestie Bailey was heartbroken because they sold out. Why are we bringing this up?
Yeah, why?
Together, we can do this for a lot of places that have been struggling to get the word out. And the power of radio is real. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to shout out somebody that you know could use the blessing. A small business. You're going to call in right now. 800-9436. Tell us where to go, what to order. And here's the only thing. Has to be what you consider to be a hidden gem, hole in the wall, and it must be family owned and
operated.
If you
say something like, I don't know, Shane Seafood, like, yeah, that's cool and local, but everybody.
That place is packed.
Yeah.
That place is so busy. That place is packed. A little hidden gem.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Brought in Bestie Bailey. Bestie Bailey is not okay. You are very emotional over something.
I don't know if it's the hormones or if I just really love you.
By the way, Bestie Bailey is pregnant.
And we're on the downhill slide.
Okay, and you have been a little emotional.
Yes, about everything.
And that's okay. Did I do something? Did Evan do something?
I think it was more me, and that's what makes me sad.
Okay.
Evan doesn't Snapchat me back, so that he wouldn't fall in this category.
Yeah. Okay.
But me and you,
yeah,
Chica, we had a 317-day streak. And I get him a little snappy-chappy this morning.
No, no, no.
Uh-huh.
I didn't snap yesterday. Our streak is over. I can pay 99 cents, though, to get it back.
Okay. How many days?
317. That's longer than my
relationship. Okay, confession. Me and IT guy just lost our streak, too.
How long was yours?
Ours was like a lot since he and I first met on Bumble.
People over the age of 30 keep streaks?
That's how I communicate with boys.
I don't talk to boys outside of
Snapchat.
I haven't sent a streak since I was like 14.
Okay, you're better than us.
That's not what I'm just...
Good for you.
I didn't know people still did that. I thought that was something that died out when I graduated high school.
Like, I cried about this.
Okay, hold on. I just feel like it's a form of our commitment.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I care enough. How much is it to reinstall our...
99 cents. So you could do 50 cents. I could do 50 cents.
What? Come on. You're not serious about this right now.
Evan, we could split it three ways.
No.
33 cents a pop.
33 cents a pop. If you don't have 33 cents to give me... Will someone start a GoFundMe for me?
It's not that I don't have the money to give you.
Start a GoFundMe for Snapchat? Guys, here's my thing is all mine have been fading. Like all of my, I only have like one that I'm like.
Do you know what that shows me? No loyalty.
For me, I'm a Leo. I am loyal AF.
Me too.
It's Snapchat. No one cares how loyal you are.
I care.
Hold on. Are you the little 12-year-old boy telling us 30-year-old grown woman that Snapchat doesn't matter?
What is happening right now?
What do you mean? This is our relationship. Basically, what does this feel like to you?
I feel like we're not best friends anymore.
Bestie Bailey.
I'm just but
you're literally...
I know.
I've gone the last at least 5 years of my life thinking like, oh yeah, I remember doing those when I was a teenager.
If there was a camera in here, they would see tears. From Evan for being disappointed.
Evan's over here sounding like an old guy.
I'm confused.
No, I'm just saying, Evan's over here just so shook it like... You sound like a grandpa. The only streak. Let me tell you right
back
now.
Back in my day, we were young kids with streaks.
No. I tell you, the only streak you need is in your wide and tight is at this age, boss.
I remember being 14, sneaking out of class to send a streak because I didn't want to lose it with a girl I liked. And then I remember turning 15 and realizing, like, that was stupid.
No,
I don't care.
Yes, it was.
No, that was stupid.
Should we ask what is the longest streak someone has? Has anyone ever made it to 1,000 days?
Sure. If you've made it to 1,000 days, explain to me why that was so important to you. K94.5, K94.5, Shreveport, Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's Chica and Evan in the morning hanging out with you this morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
Bringing in just another Minden gem, our girl Sarah, the economic developer for the city of Minden. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Thank y'all for the invite.
Yeah, we want to know about... So nobody is as hardcore about Minden as Minden folks. They message us on the daily. We've had Sarah McDaniel pull up here and tell Evan, you're going to come. You're going to discover Minden. You're going to love it. I love how you guys have so many champions for your little town.
We're a little pushy, aren't we?
We love it, though. What is up with everybody going, if you haven't done the fair, you got to go to the fair. What is the Webster Parish Fair? How long does it last? Give us a lowdown on this. Why is it so fun?
It just kind of brings you back to childhood when, like, the fair was the thing, you know? And
is it true there's a random parade?
Yeah, so it starts the week, so that it's on a Tuesday night, and then it'll parade downtown.
I'm just saying we need the K94.5 Jeep in there. Or we can borrow one of the trucks from one of the sister stations, throw Evan in the back.
We have the truck and the Jeep. Perfect.
Both of us. One of us needs to drive. The other one needs to be in the back.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, anyway. Semantics.
So, and then the week continues out at the fairgrounds. They'll have showings of all the livestock animals.
FFA, baby.
Yes.
Let's go to the auction, Evan. All right. Okay, and then?
And then they have, like, the actual, like, rides that, like, you can, like, a Ferris wheel and things like that.
Love it.
Help me out on that. But if there's I do want to find out. Can we get Wonderstick out there? I want Wonderstick to throw their stuff out there. And I'm just going to walk around, unless if there's somebody else selling really good snacks. I'm just here for the food, sister.
Well, there is fair food. So
funnel cakes?
Come on. Yeah, girl.
Girl, sold. Anyway, if you want to go to the Webster Parish Fair, be looking for the K94.5 Jeep. We're going to be out there annoying everybody. Visit Webster.net. Anything else we got to add to that?
I just want to remind everybody that, you know, we are a small town. So, like, you can come to the fair and you can feel safe. You can have that small town feel, meet community members, bring the whole family, and just enjoy a good time.
I don't have kids, but I'll rent some from my friends. We'll see you there.
Don't just sit there. Call Chica and Evan now. 800. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Okay, so I'm just sitting here minding my business, and I see that Benny Blanco drops this video on TikTok.
Right, okay.
And it's a very close-up of him, and then it pans out, and it's him on top of a pole, right? Like the, gosh, what the heck is it called? The pole at the end where they do the touchdowns and they kick over it.
Oh, and the
field goal.
Field goal, yeah.
Yes. Golly, man. You know, we're so pretty. So, Bad Bunny will be the halftime show performer this year. Next year for Super Bowl. It's going to be at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara on Sunday, February 8th. Obviously, Kendrick served as the Super Bowl halftime show last year, which, to me, it was exquisite. Because you put SZA in anything, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. I'm not even a Kendi fan, but I'm going to love it.
Do you wonder if this is Bad Bunny's apology for not putting America on his last world tour?
Absolutely not. You know what he said? This is for my people, my culture, and our history. You go, Bad Bunny.
Two.
So, remember that Coldplay concert kiss cam drama from like a little over a month ago
now?
Are you
bringing it back up because one you final want update to justify? And then,
no, well, whoa, you don't even know what I'm going to talk about yet unless you
I
already
feel
read
like
this.
You, no, I feel like last time we talked about it, you were diving deep about the women's side of stuff.
No, about the guy's side of stuff and about how he apparently wasn't actually with anyone and things were different. Well, now the story's unfolding a little more. Kristen Cabot, the HR, the woman in the video, she was there and she was married at the time, but had been separated from her partner for months. And in fact, her partner was there with someone else who he was actually dating. She was just getting smitten and hugging on her boss. They weren't dating or anything, just hugging it up. Well, her husband was dating another woman in the presence of them.
Do you realize how this sounds?
Insane, because all of this is insane and I want to put the story to rest.
This is... now I need to dig in more. You just opened up a can of worms.
Three.
I knew they were going to get married, but I didn't know it was this quick. Yeah, Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco officially married. They confirmed their relationship back in 2023. And they got engaged in December, was it last year? Yeah. So what I'm saying, they are like one of the cutest little couples. They've done so much for each other. Benny found out she never made it to her prom, so he like recreated it for her and did all that.
That's cute.
That's the kind of love, like.
But also consider the reason she didn't have a prom was that she was like a Nickelodeon teen
actor. Doesn't matter. She still didn't get to experience that.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's kind of funny that it's like, you could say that out loud and someone would think, oh, she was so poor, she didn't get to go to prom. No, she was so rich, she didn't get to go to prom.
So check this out, though. Taylor Swift, Paul Rudd, Steve Martin, Ed Sheeran all showed up to the wedding. They only had 170 guests.
Dang,
so this isn't like the Bezos, like, craziness, right, where they bought out an entire country. But I'm just saying, it was...
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Erin, welcome to group therapy. Tell us what's going on in your world.
Hey, okay. I have a problem I'm kind of, I'm feeling really bad about. And I know that feeling bad about is not helping. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. Okay, basically, I have been in love with my best guy friend for like, years, like knowing that I had a huge crush on him was a big part of just the friendship, but I wasn't gonna tell him because that's weird, and we were just like friends, and I watched him date lots of people, like I've dated some people, it's not been anyway, but basically like, we just stayed really good friends, and finally a couple months ago I was like, I have to shoot my shot, I have to just tell him how I feel because this isn't going away. I've dated a bunch of other people and I still like, I've take them seriously, don't get me wrong, but I just realized every time that I end those relationships that he's kind of my rock, like he's the person I think I need to be with. So that's what I was. I told him and we started dating.
Hey, nice.
Congrats.
Like, thank you. Yeah, like you'd think like, oh my God, dream come true. Here's the thing. We've been friends for so long. Now that we're dating, it just feels like friendship and that's freaking me out.
But don't you want to be with your best friend?
I mean, that's the dream, right? Like, that's every movie. That's what I thought. But I don't want to feel like he's only my best friend. And that's where I'm feeling stuck. Because I'm not about to throw this out. Like, this has been huge for me. And also, I don't want to lose my best friend. It's this whole thing. But, like, oh, my God. I'm just freaking out that the romantic... spark.
No, I get that. It feels more like a friendship with a fancier title than it really is a relationship.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, am I just being like greedy? Because isn't that what most relationships turn into anyway? And how amazing to have it with my best friend. But also, I want to feel like cute. I need help.
Okay, yeah, no, that's understandable. Okay. And I will say there's maybe a chance that he feels the same way and just doesn't know how to bring it up either. So that's my take, but we're going to get some advice, see what other people think, and we'll round back from there.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Got some advice? Let's get it. Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800
the Weather Channel.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We've got Erin on the Big Catch for group therapy today, and she is dating her very best friend, and that is awesome.
That's what they say you want to do, right?
Exactly. You want that.
But what happens when you've had a crush on this person for years and years, the stars finally align, you get together, and then you're like, wait, it feels like...
This ain't what I thought it would be. We're just friends.
What is this? Exactly. How would you go... Because it's safe to say you and your partner... I'd say you guys are best friends, right?
We were best friends before we started dating.
That's and kinda... did you guys ease into it? Like, did you ever have that moment?
It went from, it was, no, it was nothing like this. It was best friends to immediately, like, all over each other. So
I love you. I do. Okay, so see, that's what I think Erin was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, she's like, dude, he doesn't even hold my hand in public. Like,
right.
If you were to see us out in public, you would think, oh, they're just buds, right?
Exactly.
And I get that. Sometimes you want your man to come up behind you, give you a big O hug. I'm just saying. I'm not a PDA girl at all.
Mm.
But if the drinks are tipping and I'm a little tipsy, it's like, my man, right? So what do you do in this situation? 800-9436 or inside your free K94.5 app.
Tyler, what's your advice in group therapy this morning?
It sounds like you got exactly what you wanted and now you don't want it anymore.
So that's kind of on you. I mean, we always want what we can have, right? Well, you got it. You knew exactly what you were getting, and now you still want to be unhappy about it. So,
oh man, that is such a sad answer. I don't agree with you, but I don't disagree, if that makes sense. I see where you're coming from.
Well, she knew the guy. She knew exactly what she was getting, and then she got it. So, cheer up.
Do you think this is the end for them? Do you think that's too much for them to carry out, or do you think maybe they could work something out?
I think it's going to be too much if she wants him to be a completely different person.
Mm. Okay, Lauren, what's your best piece of advice here?
Well, like, I love my boyfriend, and we've talked about this. Like, I think he's somewhere on the spectrum. Like, I really do. Like,
oh, I love me a man a little on the spectrum.
I mean, I said this to him. I'm like, you know, there's stuff here so I just explained to him. I was like, listen, I want him to kind of love on me in public. Do you know what I mean? Like, I like PDA. Like, I want them automatically to think that we're a couple. Like, you can hold my hand. You know, you can put your arm around me. We can snuggle up. You know, all this stuff. Like, I just had to be really clear with him about this stuff. I said, this is really important to me. So make an effort, you know?
Aaron, the advice has been rolling in. Obviously, you are giving a lot of people hope. Like, hey, you could go from best friends to lovers. You know, there has been a lot of advice. And the main one, I feel like you have to have a heart-to-heart with them to tell them how to date you. But what do you think is the move here?
Okay, I kind of like that. Like, okay. So, like it's a communication issue rather than a fundamental issue.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong here? Like,
no, that honestly sounds real. Like, because he's just hanging out with me how we've hung out.
If we're out and about with our friends, it's okay. Come up and, you know, scratch my back. Like, you know, be out there with it, baby. We ain't got no shame.
Oh my God.
You're not having, and okay. That's the deal. It's like, you're not having an affair. It's not like you got to be quiet about, like, be loud, man. Tell him loud about your love.
okay.
Good luck, girl. Okay. Let us know how it works out, though.
I will. Oh my God. Okay.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's Chica and Evan in the morning, and we are ready to feel good on the 50.
Do you have something that is bringing joy to your life? Maybe you discovered a new hobby.
Ooh.
Maybe, I don't know what it has been lately, but everybody's adopting pets. Okay, we just want to hear from you. Anything good that has happened to you, as you've noticed, we live in a DeLulu bubble. Like, I don't know what else to call this.
We just want a moment to, you know, not worry about all the bad stuff of the real world. And we're just going to focus on the good stuff of our world. Vanessa in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Well, I'm very happy that I accomplished something really big for me. My credit cards were getting a little out of hand. Mm. So I just buckled down and said, I'm going to take care of this. I talked to an accountant and said, oh, you can try, but it's going to take like 10 years. And I'm very proud to say, as of today, I cleared it in five years.
5 years.
I'm done. I'm 5 years. I'm cleared. He said 10. I did it in five.
That is
awesome. Oh, girl.
Nothing. I'm at zero. I love it.
Start your day the right way with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
I need you to know something. I love my community.
Awesome.
Not just where I work,
right?
But where I live.
Yeah, you're North Bossier.
I love my spot in North Bossier. However, I have brand new upstairs neighbors.
Ooh, okay.
That are making me lose my mind.
Woo, all right, stomping type stuff like usual?
Worse.
Oh, no.
Let me back up. My neighborhood is far from quiet. You got kids everywhere. Like, kids actually play outside.
Right, right.
And I love it. I'm always like, yeah, what are we playing today? Hey, like, I'm like their little annoying buddy that
local
just wants to know what they're
spotted
up to.
Hanging out with toddlers.
Hey, I don't care. Dude, they freaking beat me in soccer. They probably make fun of me. Anyway, brand new neighbors move in. I meet them. Hello. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Right, right, right.
I haven't gotten their cell phone numbers, but everybody in my little neighborhood, like, all we're all connected.
Yeah,
we all got each other's cell phone numbers. Yeah. We all got Ring cameras up. We're all...
Tight, tight.
I need to know what these neighbors are doing.
Okay. Whoa.
Before these upstairs neighbors moved in.
Uh-huh.
There was a family upstairs. Kids, dogs, everything.
All right. They were loud as heck, weren't they? Stomping around, clopping around.
I mean, yeah. Kind of, right?
Not that bad, apparently.
Keep in mind, though, I've also, now I need to back up. I've also lived under folks that, have you ever watched My 600 Pound Life?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can fill in the blanks. Thunk, thunk, thunk. Okay.
To where I'd look at my fan sometimes. And can I just say this? Big girl math is knowing. I'm so serious. Big girl math is knowing. You do not choose the upstairs apartment. You stay downstairs.
Well, maybe there wasn't a choice.
I stay downstairs for that reason.
Understood.
These people are not, the new neighbors upstairs are not big people.
Okay.
But something is happening that is causing them. I don't know if they walk with their heels, but I'll be just minding my own business. All of a sudden, dum, 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 upstairs. I don't know what they're doing is the crazy part. So
are you sure it's not like a washer or dryer going off?
No,
That's why it's like random
because
hours.
At first I thought that. I go, whoa. And then I realized, wait, that's coming directly from up here. I'm in the living room. And we're supposed to be mapped out.
Right,
exactly
right.
The
so their
way.
Living room is above yours.
There's no way that it's a washer or dryer. But okay. I did think that first. Do they put on clogs? Even
then,
I don't know if clogs are that loud. And then I'm like, are they trying to get me to move? Are they trying to make me so, are they trying to make my life so miserable that they're like, hey,
I kind of doubt
we're home,
that.
And so is that Chica girl. Let's stomp and stomp and stomp.
You said you've got everyone's phone numbers in the neighborhood. Just shoot them a text. Be like, hey, there was a really loud noise last night. I was just wanting to make sure everything's okay, you know?
I kind of want to see.
Wait, what?
So what if I make them brownies? Hear me out.
I want to
see what they got going. Yeah, I want to walk into the entrance.
You want to figure out what is so loud?
And I want to see their shoes.
Okay, we're done.
Do they have bricks that they maybe?
No.
Okay, for real. How do I address it? How do I talk to them? And how do I say, hey guys, this is a little excessive. This is a little intense. You guys are making my life low key miserable. Please stop. How do I do that without
K94.5 Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Okay. I got to read off some things from our Facebook page.
Okay.
You got a K94.5. You'll see the haunting of Juju Road.
Yeah, Juju Road.
People are chiming in.
Don't want bad juju.
Going, hey, this is what I've experienced. This is what I saw. I love Janetta. She said, I remember I took my littles down one night, parked, turned off the lights. Then all these eyes stared toward us. Turned out it was a herd of goats. I'm literally reading these comments on the edge of my seat going,
I'm sitting here just a minute ago. You were like, hold on, after this song, we're going to talk about it. It's going to be the scariest
thing. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Every time we go down there, our cars would break down. Listen, guys.
That's just driving in Louisiana.
Well,
this humidity, it turns off your car. I mean, that's just...
But, you know, you got all these, ailing visitors, physical, mechanical mayhem. But, guys, we got to talk about what is the origin of Juju Road? How did this start? Why is everybody freaked out? Who is Juju? Did you know that this is a Civil War era story?
Oh, whoa.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. So, the legend has it. Keep in mind, this has been passed down from generation to generation.
Right, right.
So, a slave named Juju was caught by his master with the master's daughter.
Mm.
In a fit of rage, the master dragged Juju away and hung him from a tree. So people would go to see the tree.
Okay, so it was a lynching.
Yes.
Okay,
and
that's what
they say is the origin story of it all.
Right.
Now, here's the deal. If these things are really happening to people, by the way, would love to hear from you. 800-9436. We get it. It's covered up now. You can't go to Juju Road. But back in the day, there are people my age that have been to Juju Road. We want to hear your firsthand experiences, even if it's the goats coming barreling towards you going, you got treats or whatever it is. We want to know. We do have a friend that was working out there on a tractor. Tractor
Ooh.
Broke down.
Okay.
Whenever they'd get near the tree.
All right.
And this is from a guy that's younger and didn't
interested.
Know the origin story.
How do we know which tree is the tree, according to the story? Is there a marker anywhere? Do we know? That just seems interesting.
You know what I'm hearing?
Huh.
Chica and Evan, paranormal investigators. During the day,
you're gonna need,
during the day.
You're going to need an adult diaper either way.
Adult diapers. Yes, can we get sponsored?
What depends. Do you know? New sponsors of Chica.
894-36. Tell us everything about Juju Road.
Yes, we can dance all night.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50s.
Feel good on the 50s was invented because we decided we're going to live in Delulu land.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, a little bit.
It's just, I mean, now more than ever. Look at the news.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, everything sucks.
Ugly, weird feeling, and it just, you carry it all day, and mm-hmm. man, one thing that we could create for ourselves is our little bubble of goodness every morning.
Exactly.
And nobody can take that from us. That's why Feel Good on the 50 exists. So, what is making you feel good, right? We look for things to be grateful for. We look for things to be excited about. Want to hear what yours is? Hit us up now, 800-9436.
Dana in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Have you guys ever been to a Greek Corner?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah. Girl, I get that chicken shawarma.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. And, like, I just want to give them a shout out because, like, they're the friendliest people. They, like, go above and beyond. And like, Sam is always there slaving away. Like, I just want to give them a shout out and some love. And,
you
like,
know what?
Their food is so great. They're so amazing. Like, I love them.
I love.
You want to go get lunch?
Now you got me thinking about, of course we're thinking about lunch. Can we do that? You know what? Right now, let's follow, thank you for this. Let's follow her lead. Why don't you give a shout out to that local mom and pop restaurant that is doing the most, that is obviously making somebody feel good to call into a radio station the next day. Hey, give them all the love. 800-9436, who you got?
Chica and Evan in the morning. K-9.